entire work based on those tales. The MOM Project stands for Musings on Motherhood. It's bringing together more than 40 women in the town of Uxbridge to present their experiences of motherhood in various forms on the stage. Anna Mackay Smith is the director and writer, and she joins us in studio to tell us more. Hello.
Hello.
This, if I might say, sounds a bit like the vagina monologues about mothering. Confessional sort of tales about motherhood. What made you want to write about motherhood?
In actual fact, I haven't written anything. All the women who are on stage, all 40 of them, are the writers. And these are their own personal tales. So it's not myself who's written them, it's the women themselves.
And are these new moms or experienced moms or
all ages? We've got all ages. It's not only moms who are writing, it's people writing about their mothers too. So it goes the whole gamut from pregnancy right up to mothers, grandmothers.
Obviously it's a momentous experience in one's life. What was it that what motivates this project?
No, I think it's sort of time for mothers to be able to tell their stories, and I think it is something that we've had in the past. We are storytellers as women. We tell each other intimately to our friends, but now it's in a way of expressing and having a voice and really showing the complexity, the beauty and the wonder of being a mother and the relationships between your own mother and yourself.
Yeah. What did you find that women wanted to talk about?
Everything, man. We have everything. We have it right from, getting pregnant right up to going through the birth and telling about the labor, which is one of the women's favorite topics when they're right in that stage of their motherhood. To their babies, to children, toddlers, right up to their adult children, their teens, the problems with teens, and then dealing with their own mothers and how that's affected them, and dealing with them as adults, with having to deal with their own mothers, and then becoming the mothers to their mothers sometimes.
A whole range of conversations.
There is. We've gone the full cycle.
It's interesting because you mentioned that it comes out of women talking with other women. Mm-hmm. What's in this for people who might not have kids or for men who
everybody's had a mother.
That's the connect.
Whether they've actually met their mothers even, it's for women who haven't had children, I don't think there's a woman who doesn't have that conversation with themselves, whether they're going to have children, whether they can't have children. That's a very emotional thing also. The choice not to have children is a story in itself, because there's a lot of pressure to have children as a woman.
Sure.
And for men, I think again, they do have their own mothers and they will recognize that. But it's also just really getting the appreciation of seeing women speaking so candidly, so openly and vulnerably about this subject.
And it is candid, open conversation?
Oh, there's no punches pulled on it. Yeah, no, people have really come out there, really risked, really opened themselves up in a very, very intimate way, with a lot of humor. I'm not saying this is all heavy.
Is that hard to get people to do that? To be so frank and open?
It was a process. I don't think they knew what they were in for when they came into it. I actually told a story one of my stories, and that I think a lot of them had said that was the catalyst that made them see the depth that we could go to. And it was a very personal story, and I told it very candidly, and I did that purposefully to say, where I don't want this to be about, isn't mumhood fun, and let's have just funny stories. Of course, there's huge amount of humor, and there's black humor, and we're even doing clown and mask and a lot of fun things alongside of it. But then there are just some that will bring people to tears, and a few men have watched it already, and we're passing the handkerchiefs to them too. So they're getting it.
Can you read us a little excerpt?
Yes, I can.
What are you going to read?
This is actually about a mom having one moment to escape, and it's by Annabelle Murray, and it's sinking into the recess of the family bath. Water creeps warmth to her hairline, filling her up with secret pleasure, muting the distant humming of children's voices. She is suspended in an amniotic sanctuary. Thighs lift up and down again, and water rushes warmth over soft belly and breasts as she traces the lines of her body. The topography of lover and mother. She remembers back to a time when baths were long, leisurely affairs, the peace broken only by her own desire to move on with the day. She lolls in the last few minutes of quiet, alert to the uneven thumps of her toddler making his way up the stairs to claim her.
I think that's something that most mothers and fathers can relate to as well.
Absolutely.
That you had, in rehearsals, I gather, interruptions from real life. There were things that sort of crept in.
We did. We have had a birth, and the baby is actually in the show.
Wow.
She's 3 months old now, so we've been sold now. So we've been working on this.
Starring role.
She's starring. And last night in dress rehearsal, she cried through a lot of it, and I just thought, how wonderful. That's what we are dealing with, is, you know, the baby that won't stop crying at an inappropriate moment. And then we've had, someone just became a grandmother for the first time. We've had a death not amongst the women, but in the family. And now, today, I found out, although I haven't found out who, that someone is pregnant.
Surprise!
But I haven't found out who. I want to know.
Real life creeping into this project. It's fascinating. It really does sound like a slice of real life.
It's a real life, yeah.
Appreciate you coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you very much. I loved it. Thanks.
Anna Mackay-Smith, the director and creator of The Mom Project, the first of 7 shows, opens tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Uxbridge Music Hall. You can find out more information on the internet at Uxbridge Arts, all one word, uxbridgearts.ca.
Well, look at the Gardner and the westbound lanes. We still see